All right. We don't have a lot of time, but this is going to, there are a lot of just beautiful tips for you to take home and think about. If you just do one, you probably have enhanced your ability to bring restoration into a situation. So I'm going to be choosy on these things that we cover. Why restoration? Why bring resolution? I just want to read Matthew 18, verses 15 through 20. This is Jesus speaking. All right. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. All right, so just, I read that there, just a couple statements here. True or false on this? You heard Jesus, this is a famous Matthew 18 passage. It's quick to resolve. If someone said it's quick, happens quick. Would you say true or false? False. Good. False. This is a process. Sometimes it takes a long time. How about this statement? I tried that once. True or false? I tried that once to resolve things. Is that an excuse not to continue? What do you think? Sharon says false. So advanced Bible nugget here, verse 15, it says, go and tell him his fault. That's a progressive verb. In other words, keep going, keep persisting. Don't just go once and then say, oh, I'm going to the next step. I'm going to bring a couple witnesses with me. That's a progressive, perfect verb in the original form. Keep going. All right, how about this one? Circle the wagons. What does that mean? This passage that says take two or three witnesses, so circle the wagons means get some people that are going to take my side to defend your position. How about this? When you go with two or three people with you to that person that has caused the harm, take two or three people they highly respect, not two or three people that'll gang up on. Does this sound like hard stuff here? Man, this is hard. All right, how about this one? You can see how this resolution can be really a challenging thing. Bringing restoration. What's the damage? How about this question? What's the damage done if we don't restore someone and we just ignore the conflict, the brokenness, especially to outsiders? Let's say if two people at peace are in a conflict, what's the damage that causes to our ability to witness to outsiders? Do you think there's damage? Or not a big deal? It's good to live in brokenness. Thoughts on that?
No matter how small, it's still there. And then even though like a small conflict, and then involve other people, like it's two people, and like four.
Yeah. Okay. Bob?
So in other words, it's the guy who sinned can circle his own wagons. Then you've got more conflict.
Yeah. Bingo. Yeah. You're drawing a line and saying, hey, this is my side, and you get your gang, and you get on your side, and we're going to, oh, that's not going to end well for anybody, right? So restoration is not about who wins. It's really about this powerful example of God at work in a conflict. It's about fully restoring someone. So yeah, good points. Just back to the point, how do outsiders, like someone down, you know, two streets away, and they hear about a conflict at Peace Lutheran Church, oh, this person and then that person. What do you think an outsider thinks about that?
There's problems in that church.
There's problems in that church. There, why? I've got dysfunction in my own family. Why would I ever join that church? Right? What's the difference? Why join it? What happens when, how about, and then insiders, when they see conflict in a church, I think to Bob's point, they line up on sides and say, I'm going to take his side. You can take that side. And so what about this question? What happens when outsiders see restoration with Christians? What does that do?
That's a good example.
So that's a good example. Yep.
Just the opposite of the previous question. Oh, they're a bunch of hypocrites. Maybe they practice what they preach.
Okay. Yep. Carol says witnesses. Yep. It witnesses to the outsider of there's maybe special something going on. You know, something's going on that's special. John 13:35 says this. You'll know. They will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. In other words, when people see us connected, our members connected really tight, they will see Jesus Christ.